This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in Romans today. We're in the book of Romans. We've been there for quite a while. We're in chapter 6, and this is part 2 of a message now that just started yesterday. Actually, the end of chapter 5 and the beginning of chapter 6. I've entitled this sermon, Dead to Sin and Alive to God. Prior to getting started to that, I want to invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. Lord willing, if we're going to be having a service, I believe that we will. As long as everyone in Merritt Island is not evacuated by rule, we'll be having services there Sunday morning at 10:30, where we are also in the book of Romans, and we are in chapter 11. And the sermon is God through with Israel? Romans chapter 11, that's where we're going to be here today. We're in Romans chapter 6. Let's pick it up here. Dead to sin and alive to God.
Now, this last verse helps explain why little children suffer and die of cancer and face terrible injustices. You see, it says death reigned from Adam to Moses, and death reigned over innocent bystanders. Do you see that in this text? The text says, even over those that did not sin in the likeness of Adam. And that's the answer to the age-old question, why? Why? How can this happen to me? How can this happen to this? How can this little child die of leukemia or cancer? It's because of sin. They've inherited sin, and they've got a sin nature. And that's the reason Adam is the one to blame for it. He blamed his wife. We'll blame him. Right? Sin has infected and corrupted the entire human race. The good news is that God initiated a plan to destroy sin once and for all through his son Jesus Christ. In the meanwhile, we have to endure pain and suffering and the bad things that happen to good people. I just want you to see the Bible explains why this happens. Happens because of sin. Adam's sin. Now, further down here in this chapter, Paul's going to start to do what he does frequently, and that is comparing one thing, usually a bad thing, or an old and outdated thing. And he's going to compare it with something new, usually something better. And he's going to start comparing Adam and Jesus. Adam and Jesus, building on what he said earlier about original sin and Adam's sin being passed on down to all generations. Let's pick it up in verse 17. Watch him compare the two now. For if by one man's offense, who's that? For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those that receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. There it is, Adam and Jesus. Verse 18, therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. There's a comparison again. Paul loves doing this. Read more about it in 1 Corinthians 15 as well, where he compares the first Adam, the first man, with the last man. Now, of course, the Hebrew word for man is Adam. The first Adam and the last Adam. Verse 19, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Now look at what happens in verse 20. As if it wasn't bad enough dealing with Adam and what he introduced into humanity, look at the first few words here in verse 20. Starts with the word moreover, meaning we're not done yet, there's more. Moreover, the law entered. Great, the law entered. Really, in Greek, this is the word para, meaning a long stray. Everyone knows that word here. It means called alongside of. Even the King James translators have it there. It's where it says the law entered. It says the law came in alongside of. Meaning nothing good can come from this. The law entered or came in alongside so that the offense might abound. Ouch. So to make matters even worse, the law enters in to call it sin, right? Sorry, Billy Bob, but that is sin. And the wages of sin is death. There you are doing fine. Now the law comes in alongside of what you're doing and says, that is sin. And punishable by death. Just like driving down here on the highway. You're doing fine, doing your own thing. And then the law comes in and says, speed limit. 55. You were doing fine until the sign came up. Now the sign comes up, it says 55, and I just can't drive 55. Who said that? It's just a fact. But you were doing fine until the law came in alongside and said, that sin. The law came in alongside. But thank God for the but. Here it comes. And more comparisons. But where sin abounded, grace. Now my Bible translation, I say this. Where sin abounded, grace superabounded. New King James says grace abounded much more. So that, he's still comparing, so that as sin reigned in death, grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's right. Amen to that. Grace came in alongside. His name is Jesus. The law is showing you stand convicted. Saves nobody. Now, knowing what we know now we're ready for chapter 6. Thank God we didn't skip this. Chapter 6, verse, what does it say? It says, what shall we say then? That is after everything we just looked at. You were dead in sins. You stand convicted. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin so that grace may abound? Should we keep sinning to make God look good? This is a question. Shall we continue in sin so that grace may abound? His answer, you could say, are you high? His answer is, the King James says, God forbid. I add to that, are you crazy? After all that Jesus has done on the cross for you, you want to continue sinning in order to make him look good? After all that he's done for us, shall we continue to sin so that the man on the cross looks good and his grace looks irresistible? No. No, we should not. How can you? You don't live that kind of life anymore. You can't go on sinning like you used to. That was the old you, not the new you. Verse 3, know ye not that as many as us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? You catching the meaning of what the word baptized means? You're baptized into something, into the family. Baptism doesn't save you. As many of us as were baptized into Jesus were baptized into his death. That's baptized eis Christon, into Christ. Here in verse 3 again, into Christ and baptized into his death. Interesting. Baptized into his death. We've been baptized into Christ, and now, as a result, we are now Christians and Christ followers by baptism and by being baptized into Christ, into the family. We're baptized into the family. I'm now convinced more than ever, every child should be baptized into Christ. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? We'll spend some more time on that here next Sunday, as I have more time than half an hour, you know, to do some more research on this. It's just that all families were baptized. And you raise up your child in the discipline and the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Like Fred, if you were baptized, your wife, your kid, your whole family would be baptized. The head of the house, you, your wife, everyone was baptized. Why wouldn't you baptize your kids? But today, it's just, you're going to just get baptized and the kids, well, they're under the age of accountability until I don't know when. So we'll bring them into the faith later. We'll bring them into the faith later? No. You baptize them into the faith now. 1 Corinthians 10:1, Paul says, I do not want you to be unaware that all of our fathers were under the cloud. They all passed through the sea, and they all were baptized into Moses. In the cloud and in the sea. Now, back to verse 3. Know ye not, as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? All right, now he's focusing on not living in sin any longer.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.